Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Whatever you did this past weekend, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Because the fun you have is good for you. Helps you forget your troubles, gives you a fresh outlook. But aren't there times when you're ready to relax and have a little fun, and then, all of a sudden, there you are with a headache or an upset stomach, and all your plans are knocked into a cocked hat. At least they are until you remember Alka-Seltzer. Then, to feel good again, you just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. That fizz you hear is the action in the glass that changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form that's most natural, easy for your system to absorb. So remember, when headache, upset stomach, or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
The Automobile Show opens tonight in Wistful Vista. And among the motor car enthusiasts approaching the arena are Mr. and Mrs. McGee and their friend Dr. Gamble.
This way, Molly. Come on, Doc. We go through here, where it says entrance.
Now, how did you ever figure that out, Brain Trust?
I asked the man over there, Doctor. He took a look at your figure and said to use the door marked trucks, but I explained that you were not a moving van after all, so he said...
Oh, now stop it, you two. My goodness, it's crowded in here, isn't it?
Sure, it's free.
Oh, say, look over here, boys. Look at all the little low-slung foreign cars. Aren't they cute?
Some very interesting models here, too, Molly. This one here is a Porsche. This one's a Ferrari. And that one over there, which, by the way, has a 94-inch wheelbase and ground clearance of 5.5 inches.
Oh, I'll tell her, Fatso, I'll tell her. I'll explain the foreign cars to her.
You? What do you know about foreign cars? Just because your head is streamlined and you got the lowest center of gravity of anything on the floor...
Now, you... Doctor, you promised me, both of you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. I'll watch it. Really, I will. I apologize, McGee.
Well, okay. It's like I say, Molly, when it comes to foreign cars, I know as much as this big, as the good doctor here. And I can match rear axle ratios, torque, and turning diameters with anybody, so don't talk...
Diameters, I think you mean.
All right.
As, for instance, in this custom-built Webley Cloverson here, which incidentally has the new Le Mans head. You know all about the Le Mans head, of course.
Hmm? Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Naturally. Well, come on, Molly. Let's go over there and look at the seat covers. I hear they got a new material this year.
Now, stop smirking to yourself, Doctor. You haven't trapped McGee. He knows about the new Le Mans head, the one that puts so much additional power under the hood that that little model right there can top 100 miles an hour in full touring trim and can scat from a standing stop to 60 miles an hour in 11 seconds. Don't you, dearie?
Huh? Oh, well, of course I do. Huh. I just told him I did, but he didn't believe me. So, well, look who's here. Hi, Teeny.
Hi, Miss McGee and Dr. Gamble.
Well, hello there, Teeny.
Hello, dear. Are you here by yourself?
Or... Yeah, if you're lost, sis,
no,
I'll...
Oh, no. My daddy's right over there sitting down resting.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. We've been here ever since school's out, but we can't leave till after the big race. I'm in it.
If you mean the human race, sis, that's the oldest gag of
no,
all.
No, McGee, the children's midget car race.
Oh.
We saw the little cars on the way in, don't you remember?
Well, you mean the cars McGee was pricing till he lifted up the hood and couldn't find the engine?
Well.
No engines. Us kids run them with pedals, Dr. Gamble. They got a racetrack roped off on the parking lot, and I am going to win, I bet
you. Yeah, you are, huh?
I hope you do.
Yeah.
I got a plan how to win. Look, I bought these jelly beans, you see, to eat on the takeoff.
Jelly beans for energy, huh?
And if I can get a good lead, the race is mine because... Uh-oh, that's the signal. They're getting ready to have the race. I'll tell you all about my plan when I come back with first prize.
Well, good luck, Teeny.
You show them how to race, Teeny. She certainly sounds confident, doesn't she?
I'll say. Jelly beans to eat on the takeoff. She's a cute one, isn't she, Doc? Doc, hey, where the heck...
Over here, kids.
Oh, there he is, McGee.
I was just discussing this new Italian Camperini road racer with the factory man here.
Ha, don't tell me you're planning to buy one, Bulge Buckle. $8,000 those things cost.
No, I'm not going to buy it.
Oh.
It just happens that this gentleman heard me discussing the Camperini before, and naturally, noticing my familiarity with automotive matters, he's asked me to help him with a demonstration.
What?
In about an hour, yes.
Oh, cut it out.
Really, Doctor?
Yep.
I didn't realize you knew so much about cars.
Yes, as I told the doctor, madam, the Camperini is rather new in this area, and I'd be delighted to have him assist me with a discussion and demonstration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be... Say, if you need any more help, Bud, I'll be happy to help you with this.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you. The doctor and I can handle it. Too many cooks, you know.
Yes, McGee, we can handle it. Maybe you can help explain the mechanical workings of that one over there, though. What? The one behind the ropes there.
Where? Where? Oh... That 1915 Hupmobile with the kerosene hood lamps? Why, you big blob.
I'll be around when you need me, Mr. Gribbley. I have to go now and calm down an old patient of mine with high blood pressure.
Poor.
Come on, McGee. Let's calm down now before...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better... because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Oh, that should be just terribly interesting, Doctor. It's that long, low race car over there?
Yes, the new Italian Camperini. A complicated engine like that baby has requires a good deal of explanation, so the salesman asked me to help him with it.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for anything. Mm-hmm. The Sweetie Face, my big old wife, is right over there by those trucks, and I know that she'd enjoy
watching...
You see, watching...
I've read up pretty thoroughly on these high-powered motors, Wallace, especially the Camperini.
Are you still blabbing to everybody about your big deal, Flabface? Anybody think you built the dad-ratted car the way you carry on?
Oh, you're just jealous because the man asked me to help instead of you, that's all.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Huh. The only reason he did ask you instead of me is because he saw the M.D. on that bag of yours. Oh, hi, Wimp.
What's the M.D. got to do with it?
Well, when you stick your hand in that engine and demonstrate how simple it is to change your own fan belt... He won't have to holler, is there a doctor in the house? You can sew your own hand back on.
Now, McGee, don't... Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Good evening, Mrs. McGee.
Is Mrs. Wimple here with you?
Yes. She's over that way somewhere, and I'd better go look her. That's her. Coming, dear. I'm coming. Oh, gracious, that cold of hers gets better every day. I don't know what I...
So long, Wimp. I'll see you later.
Yeah, at the demonstration, Wallace. Bring your wife.
Yeah, at the demonstration, Wallace. Bring your wife.
McGee.
Oh, my gosh. You think he was going to walk a tight wire across Niagara Falls in a barrel the way he's spreading the word around. It's sickening the way he...
Hi, everybody. I did it.
Well, Teeny.
You're all out of breath, honey.
What'd you say? You did it.
The midget car race with all us kids.
Oh?
Yeah, I won it. I told you I would. I won the race.
Well, good for you, Teeny.
Wonderful.
Well, how did you...
It was my plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
My plan, it worked, just like I told you.
Well.
You know, the jelly beans and the quick takeoff and...
Now, wait a minute. How did a bag of jelly beans help?
My plan, Mr. McGee, my plan.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful. I started off real fast, you see, and I got ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the halfway mark, I leaned out and I threw the whole bag of jelly beans out, and oh, boy, murder. Well, he Toops jammed on his brakes to grab the candy, and Lumpy Martin jumped out of his car to get some, and all the kids piled up and...
What?
Yeah. By the time they got the cars untangled, I won. Yeah, I won. Oh, there's my daddy. I gotta run. I'm coming, Daddy. I was talking to some friends.
Boy. Boy, there's a sharp one.
Yeah, take off your hat, son. You're looking at this country's first woman president. About 1985, she'll
run... She certainly is a little rascal, isn't she? What's the bell for?
Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for a most interesting demonstration. Let me show you the latest thing in low-slung, curved contour road racing cars. The new Italian Camperini.
Hey, that's me, kids. I'm on.
He's on, he says. You'd think he was playing Pagliacci at the Met or something the way.
For this particular demonstration, I have been promised the able assistance of a gentleman whom many of
Coming,
you know.
Coming, sir. I'm right here.
Ah, yes. Here he is, Dr. George Gamble.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, friends.
Look at him smirk. Boy, if he ain't the...
Quiet, McGee.
Now, if you'll just stand here with me, Doctor.
Glad to help in any way, Mr. Gribbley.
I do appreciate this, Doctor. You're the only man I know who's qualified.
You want me to raise the hood there and explain in layman's language the piston displacement, the compression ratio...
Oh, no. I'll handle that.
Oh, I see. Well, then, shall I just answer questions about the wheelbase, the transmission...
No. I'll answer all the questions, Doctor.
Well, then, what do you want him for?
McGee.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, this little car actually fools you. It looks small, but there's an amazing amount of room inside. Our good friend Dr. Gamble here, a rather large man, is going to demonstrate for you how simple it is to get in and out.
What?
You heard him, Doc.
But you...
Come on, Fatso. Take a big exhale and pile in. Come on. I'll help you stuff him under the steering wheel there, bud.
Hey, stop it. You're wrinkling my suit.
Come on. You pull, bud. I'll shove. We'll stuff him in there if it breaks every seam in the car.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, you're
going to
hurt him.
There you go.
Oh, this isn't a silly thing.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if a cold should catch up with you this week and make you feel miserable, try Tabsin for relief. Yes, find out how Tabsin can relieve sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Once you try Tabsin, I'm sure you'll always depend on it to bring quick relief for the discomforts of colds. Get Tabsin at your drugstore. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Now, don't worry, Doctor. We'll get you out of there.
Sure. Now, just relax, expert. Now that the show's closing up and all the people are gone, Gribble will get a mechanic to take that steering wheel off and get you out through the...
Oh, I hope so. 3 hours I've been wedged into this miserable, undersized, underslung hip trap. Sitting here smiling and trying to look casual while people mill around and... Gribbley, get me out of this thing!
Take it easy, expert. You'll be okay. You gave a fine demonstration of what a roomy car that is. And if it hadn't been for you...
Oh, McGee, stop it.
Okay, here comes the guy with the tools now. Oh. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wallace Wimple is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. The auto salesman was Art Jacobson. This is John Wald bidding you goodbye and reminding you to listen again tomorrow.
Daytime companion to America's women, weekday on NBC Radio.